DW.
Ever since I was a child, I've had a dream of starting a dairy farm and building a cheese factory.
That's Alex Arota, 30 years old with a beard wrapped around his broad face, thick curls on top of his head. He's a Russian who dreamed of making cheese, and his dreams have become a reality thanks to import substitution. We're in the yard of Alex's cheese factory beside the village of Dubrovskoy, west of Moscow. Beyond the low buildings, a vast field stretches out, with woods on one side and the motorway back to Moscow on the other.
When I was at school, I used to volunteer to take part in expeditions to search for the remains of soldiers killed in the Second World War. And the most memorable impression of my childhood was not the remains of dead soldiers, the skulls or bones, but rather the decline and death of the Russian countryside. You visit a village in the Tibirskaya Oblast, have tea with a local old man that you've never met before, and then you return to the same place a couple of years later, only to find the shutters are slammed. There are no people here, just empty, unlocked houses, abandoned things, and this is terrifying. This was the strongest impression of my childhood. I wanted to change all of that.
The 7th of August 2014 was the date that Russia announced counter-sanctions banning all Western food. Alec saw a massive opportunity. Together with a business partner, he launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise the money needed to start making cheese.
I approached the local authorities and told them that I wanted to get involved with import substitution. I said that I had money for the project, but no land. So they found me this. Right now we're walking on a farm of about 114 acres, and I pay about 100 euros rent for all of it. Per year.
But things initially got off to a bad start.
At that time, we didn't have our own farm yet. We couldn't make good quality cheese in winter because the milk in winter is always worse than in summer, and in Russia it's especially bad. We started throwing cheese away. I didn't know what to do. I was ready to do anything, even sell one of my kidneys, or borrow money from loan sharks with huge interest. Anything.
Alec wrote an email to all of the people who had backed him, explaining the situation he was in. He gave them the choice of having their money returned now or giving him more time to make the business a success.
At
that time, I lived in a sort of caravan, just like the trailers used by American farmers. It was from that caravan that I sent out a mail shot to all the contacts. Then I read the replies that started coming in, and I cried all night. What I read made me cry. They wrote that they needed a Russian farmer of a new kind. They urged me to keep going. They believed in me. They told me not to give up.
After the moment of crisis had passed, things began to get better. Alec found a Swiss farmer who had moved to Russia and could sell them the quality of milk they needed. Today, their cheeses are so popular that they can't keep up with the demand.
We're in the new storage facility where the construction work never stops. We're always building something. We've got concrete mixers constantly working, hammers. The construction is always going on, never stops, not for a minute. We make hard cheeses like Farmer's Hauder, Berkäse. There's a sort of cheese that dates back to pre-revolution days. It's over 200 years old. It's a Russian sort of cheese called Mishersky. We have the recipes, but the generation links were broken 100 years ago because of the revolution. Then we had the purges of the 30s. We lost several generations of cheesemakers.
Alec has one round of a traditional German cheese called Berkäse that he is keeping for Vladimir Putin. He's heard that Berkäse became Putin's favourite when he was working for the KGB in Berlin. Alec hopes that Putin will visit his cheese factory one day to see with his own eyes the results of his decision to impose counter-sanctions on Western food.
This used to be a field filled with nothing but grass. There was nothing here. And now there's a farm, a creamery, new jobs. This is the result of counter-sanctions and the changes in state policies. The result of the strategic change, of course, that Russia made. I hope that Vladimir Putin will come here one day, taste our import substitution, and tell us whether we succeeded or not.
Alec believes that if the counter-sanctions were suddenly lifted, It would be a disaster for him and for other creameries across the country.
There used to be just a few of them before, like 6 or 7, and now there are 400 of them. But if the sanctions are removed in 7 to 8 years, which is what I'm hoping for, then we'll be very strong and we won't be talking about protecting our market, whether to open it up or not. We'll be talking about selling our cheese in England, or France, or Germany.
Europe has recently announced an extension to its sanctions against Russia, and America has introduced new ones in the wake of the Skripal poisoning case in the UK. So Alec's future seems secure for now. In the words of Monty Python, blessed are the cheesemakers. This is Freddie Chick for DW.
This report was brought to you by DW.